You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Welcome to the Corona Chronicles, episode number 17. I'm your co-host, Jay Reason, and I'm here with the one and only Danny Diablo.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? Do I look all right?
Yeah, man, you always look
good. I got dope shit.
Oh, the pot. You know what's funny?
Happy birthday, Roddy Piper. Rest in peace. Happy birthday, nigga.
Speaking of Roddy Piper, I just seen his A&E.
It was really good. Yo. Fist bump.
Was dope.
I met him. He went to the we had for the Frank 151 book. In New York City, they had a party for the book. And it was like Mike Gallo DJing and like Sid the Kid or something. When we did it, it was me, DJ Muggs, and De Niro's daughter. And Roddy Piper was there, nigga.
That's awesome. Yeah,
I met him. He was such a cool guy. Big guy. That was years ago. But it was cool, man.
The documentary was A&E was doing that. They had that one. And then I seen some other show they did where they were going around looking for all the old wrestling shit. So like Mankind shit and Kane shit. I'm not a wrestling guy, but it was pretty good. So
Yvonne was home like bugging out, right?
I'm sure. No, he plays it cool in front of his girlfriend. So he's probably like, no, I don't like that shit. I'm sure he's probably
One time I was in LaGuardia Airport and Yvonne had to pick me up, right? So I'm walking out, he's waiting for me. I'm walking out and I'm talking to Stone Cold Steve Austin and he bugged out so bad on me. He was so bad, mad at me, because you know how I am.
Yeah.
We were talking all the time. And shout out to Stone Cold Steve Austin, one of the nicest guys. But he kept it real. He was wearing the same outfit he wore, the camouflage, hunter. He looked exactly how he looks. You know? He talks exactly how he talks. And I think he's about that life.
You know? That's crazy.
So we were talking, but Yvonne comes. He's like, hey, Mr. Austin. They start asking all these questions about Raw. But you know, it was crazy. I was like, this nigga is nerding out on him. But, you know,
shout out, Yvonne.
I saw he was really nerding out. It was like, he was so happy. I was like, oh, that's like it. But I was like, yo, who's going to walk out of LaGuardia Airport and hang out with someone because he wasn't?
Yo, that's amazing, man. So, yo, everybody, welcome to fucking today's episode of Corona Chronicles 17. Speaking of, I think we're going to have to figure out, because now that kind of shit's like opening back up and stuff, are we going to keep calling it Corona Chronicles? Or are we going to go back to
it?
Yeah, we got to think about that. Because I like that the, you know, straight up Diablo's Den is in person. I feel like that should keep that. But
it's pretty, it's still the Corona.
Is it still? Okay, we're going to have to figure that, because we might have to come up with might have to be another spinoff kind of.
No, not tomorrow. It reopens fully, like June 1st.
When it opens fully, when New York City opens fully.
When New York City
opens. No, I know. I'm not saying, obviously. I'm just thinking, though, moving forward, the probably end of Corona Chronicles might be like number 20 or something, because we're on number 17. So we might just, and then come up with a spin-off, similar to the Ropers to Three's Company, you know, like a little sidestep there.
Yeah, definitely.
I want to talk about a couple things first. You want to talk music, or you want to talk about the show in the park?
Ooh, if you want to get down to that's like,
I don't know. I'm just asking. I mean, listen, I'm just asking.
Like show in the park. Everybody.
Well, I was just asking. I mean, listen, that's the last thing.
This is so. Yeah, listen.
I don't know. All I'm gonna say. No, hold on. I just want to say. Did you have a good time? Because it looked amazing. I had the shop. I wish I could have been there.
I had the best time of my life. I saw people I haven't seen in 10 years. I saw a person I haven't seen in 20 years.
Yeah.
And but people don't stand in the park. I went to the outside and saw, like, I went past a whole bunch of all the, you know, the dope heads and junkies all stay in one corner. At least 700 of those motherfuckers in the corner. And I bumped into a guy I haven't seen since 93.
Wow.
This guy was a boy of mine. I'm not going to say no names, but it was sad.
That sucks, this dude.
And he's like, yo, E, what's up? You're a rock star, blah, 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 blah. Like, this dude stopped hanging out from 93 because he found heroin.
Oh, that's sad.
And he was, and I'm not saying that God bless him, anything like that. But I looked at him and I was like, you missed my whole fucking career, B. Like after we, we were in the streets doing that shit, I started doing music and whatever, and he never seen that.
Right.
And fucking, yo, he just saw me touring. The last time I saw him was probably hung out with him was in 1992, or the City Wall Tour of Biohazard in Long Island.
Wow.
The Biohazard played, you know what I mean? Like, and,
yo, that's a lot. That's like, yeah, like you said, that's pretty much misses your whole...
My whole career. So yeah. He was like, oh, you guys are rock stars now. You mad boy rock stars. And I was like, damn, you're a junkie. You know, you're still a fucking junkie, bro. And I'm just like, your life is just hang out. So people were saying the park was packed, but it was packed with one section junkies, other section white people who fucking moved to the neighborhood and just like, oh, this is cool, and walk around. And the other section is Puerto Ricans. We love that park. You know what?
Yeah.
So
I saw
so the whole side was basketball and hip hop and what people working out. The park was full of people from all over. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it looked sick. I had the shop, so I couldn't find anybody to cover, because if not, obviously, I would have been there. I saw Yvonne. I mean, it looked so much fun. I saw you on stage, and I saw Jimmy, saw Hoya, who looks amazing.
Hoya, first time seeing Hoya.
He looks great, man. Shout out to Hoya Rock, man.
I don't know what happened to my friend Hoya. Like, some guy pretending he was Hoya, and I was looking at him. I was like, where's Hoya? He's half the man he used to be. Now, Hoya looks fucking... Listen, look at me. Hoya looks fucking great.
Yeah, shout out, Hoya, man.
Shout out to my brother, Hoya. Cassidy Hoya. Me and Hoya are best friends. We've been best friends since we were 15 years old. You know what I mean? And the thing is, we always talk to each other, but we have rivalry podcasts that we have... coffee rivals, and we're also clothing line rivals, so it's good, clean fun. But he says I'm evil and I don't support him. He's like, I support you. He actually did a commercial saying, look, he had a New York hardcore streetwear shirt on, talking century. Like, I support. He's like, this is what my shit.
Oh,
like,
man. Well, I big shout out to Hoya, man.
Hoya, I love you. Go check his podcast, Smoking Word Podcast.
Yes.
I was a guest on it last time. It was funny and amazing. We talked mad shit about all you pussy motherfuckers in hardcore.
I love listening to Hoya's podcast, man. It's a really fun one. He has a lot of good guests, and his dynamic with the guests is similar to yours. So I always like both of you two, because you both subtly talk about each other on each podcast and tell stories and stuff.
You want to talk some shit? Come on, let's talk about the park and all the fucking hurt fucking pussies.
Well, listen,
everyone should... Everyone, all you people who are talking, it's so weird. The people, these people who are talking on the internet, you would never say this stuff to Cousin Joel in his face. Like, you know, mind your fucking business, bro. You know what I mean? You know what happens? Your people are so fucking weird. You mean, it's like, imagine if, you know what? What if your father's business did something wrong? I'm gonna go to your father's business is wrong. It's like, people just, you know, it's so weird, these people. It's like, all right, you don't want to go, then don't go.
Yeah.
Listen, in New York City alone, Jay, New York City alone, people are all together for protesting. All of them. I went to a BLM protest together, all of us. We're all next to each other. You know what I mean? When it came out. There's underground strip clubs everywhere in New York City for the past year and a half. And people, people get lap dance fingers and asses. No one says anything, you know?
Well, luckily, listen, man, here's the thing.
People are like, oh, they were next to each other.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
And people are so fucking stupid. If you hate your life, then shut the fuck up and worry about your own life, man. Just don't worry about, you know what I mean? Like, stop.
But here's the one cool thing. On Diablo's, then it's the only part you're ever going to find out about underground strip clubs and finger up their asses with no problem.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
at least people are still having fun during coronavirus, man, and that's all that matters. So
it's sad. It's sad that people... Hardcore used to be punk rock, to be like against the government. Now it's like, oh, you have this and that. It's like, Jay, you gotta understand. These people are fucking like weak minded people. They're making the world, they're making all these kids such pussies that one day Canada's gonna walk in. If we're so weak and wagging out in the United States, and Canada's gonna walk in one day and be like, bitch slap us. You mean? We can't be weak. He can't be weak. You know what happens when you're weak? Then your country gets taken over by whack countries. Sorry.
Well, listen. Shout out to all the bands that played. Murphy's shout Law, Madball, Wisman Chains, Cousin Joe, Black and Blue.
Murphy's Law.
Murphy's Law, Jimmy G. I'm psyched that happened. So I'm excited that listen, whatever anyone's opinion, I'm glad a show fucking happened. That's all I'll say. I want to also talk about, too, so the one thing you have heard us mention on this podcast fucking, like, numerous times, probably for over a year now, I think, and it's finally out. Came out on Cinco de Mayo. Spick.
Yes, guys, listen.
So finally, right? I mean, listen, this thing, how many times we have talked about this? I mean, it feels like every...
This album has been such a great album to work with. For a couple of years, we worked on it.
Journey, yeah, for sure.
Journey, and dealing with Big Lito and Joe Fado, it's so happy this thing's out because now it's working. Before, we want to kill each other. Like, it's so crazy that you get these guys are my friends, and this, I swear, guy, I want to fucking choke the shit out of Joe Fado. So Big Lito and I want to fucking beat down Joe Fado after every fucking session. Every studio session, we're like, yo, fuck this nigga up, bro. But yo, let me talk. It came out on Cinco de Mayo on yesterday.
Yep.
And it's out on Bandcamp digitally, right? Right now, because somehow I got fucked up on Spotify. I don't know. I don't do this shit. I can't even do a podcast right.
Damn, they should have brought me in, man, on that.
But it's out on Bandcamp right now.
Okay. Well, we're going to have the links above that.
Devil Rats Records.
That is coming out on there's a physical product for that too, right?
Right now you can pre-order the physical product. Go www. Just go to devilrats.com. Devilrats.com. And you can pre-order the CD and the vinyl dropping.
Sick.
And you got music bundles.
Awesome. And then we were supposed to see the street CD was supposed to come out, but you said you had a little bit of an announcement for that. Again, this is why I encourage everybody to subscribe our YouTube, because you really need to see his disappointment in what he's about to share with
disappointment. Us. Disappointment? I'm going to tell you something like this. So I'm going to break this down.
All right.
My whole life, no matter what release I ever had, always something fucked up.
The curse.
I'm telling you. No matter what, I call that karma. I'd rather have that than getting fucking stabbed all the time. So this should have happened. Big release. All right. It happened to me. When Joshua was managing me and a Suburban Noise put out the thing, somehow Suburban Noise put out the mix, the other mixes, not the mixes that were supposed to hear. It was like, it was mastered, but it was like, mix. They mastered the whack mixes. You know what I mean? So 3,000, they had to destroy 3,000 CDs.
Holy right? fuck.
I was with Skinhead Rob. I was with Skinhead Rob, MQ DMS, and Peter Green. And I was like, let's go. MQ had this F-150 old pickup truck. We went there. I went into the garbage, the Suburban Noise, and grabbed all 3,000 CDs and took them out. Oh. And I sold them on the road. So I'm saying.
Yo, that's great.
When you get lemons, you make lemonade.
Yep.
Right? So the same thing happened to International Hardcore Superstar. It was supposed to come out sometime, and it never. So we did a cover. Don't You Want Me, Baby? And basically, right. They said, "Oh, it was good." Then they like the people who owned the Human League were like,
"Oh, that's
we
right.
don't like Danny Jamba's character," and they said, "You can't use the thing." I was like, "Yo, they made 15,000 CDs, so they had to destroy all 15,000 CDs." And I was like, first of all, I felt really bad. I love the Human League, that song. And they dissed me. And I didn't want my character. You know what I mean? So I was like, I'll find these niggas in England and fuck this up, especially the girl, punch her in the face. Blah! What the fuck did you say, bitch?
No, you would never hit. You would never do that.
And it was the Swifter. They did the Swifter. And they're like, you can't have Danny Diablo singing this shit. And they will never, they'll take our money back. They want that. You know what I mean? No one's hear Danny Diablo singing on a song. You mean so fucking?
And I remember the video.
I was upset. It really hurt me. You know what I mean,
I remember the video.
I would never hit a woman
This is why they didn't let you sing it.
But the video, I'll shake the shit out of one. I'll shake the shit out of my girl right now.
The video concept for that was the video concept for that that video.
Well, hold on, Jay, that was funny, Jay.
I know. Listen, but the video concept for that single was supposed to be cool. Remember, you had like a whole video for that and shit.
Yeah. Yep, so we had to take the whack video, that video,
yep,
and put a whack song.
And I remember.
You remember? And then the song was like, that just is the song, but the song is second choice, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we had to cut that whack fucking, we had to cut, do a video that was dope with me and White Lion, Give Me a Chance, but we had to put the whack in.
Sorry.
Oh, hater. See, that's some hate. Yo. Some brutal biting. Oh, exactly. Hey, you know what? That song is right, gonna be about you, baby.
I'm so nauseous. I don't know why.
Holy shit.
Shout out my girl Storm keeping it real in the back. Yo, I love it.
So listen, so I fucked up. Always happy. Even working with Stillborn, you know, with Jamie, he would forget something and fuck it all up.
Well, listen, I think you have often said on this show, the curse, the New York hardcore curse. And
New York hardcore curse follows me, but you know what? Can I say something? I was so angry. So I called Donnie up, and I was like, Donnie! And I was like, I'm not mad at you. You try to take care of it. Basically, they said on the artwork, Force 5, they said you can't put CD on the artwork. It has to be called, digitally, the Triz. Because CD... it's some legal thing that says CD on it, and people buy this compact disc to buy. And I was like, "Are you fucking? Is it digital? Fucking play out sell compact."
Oh, I see. Oh no, they're saying one of the retailers rejected it because it says it is what it is, right?
So whatever we
you would have to put mixtape, I think, is what it is, right?
Yeah, listen, we wherever we changed it.
So when
and
what's
and they won't hit them back with date.
Yo, it's okay. I'm just gonna say really quick. Y'all hear this, and you know what I got, what I do. So someone should have called, but I'm just gonna leave it at that. And it's all good. No,
poor,
I know.
Poor Donnie has to deal with me. Shout out to the DRP.
No, listen. Shout out to DRP. He's the man. We were talking, and listen, Donnie's good at all that shit. I'm just saying. Anybody knows if you guys need a hand, I'm always here for you, especially for
thank
you.
So, thank you.
So
you can pre-order the Street CD volume number 3, aka the Triz. If you go to DannyJabberMerch.com, hit up, you pre-order and you get a bundle, three bundles with New York hardcore streetwear shirts, also beanies, stickers, pins, patches, and also a shirt just made for the release called the Danny Jabber Dolls Make Sense shirt. It's a graffiti shirt, and that's a shirt that we're pushing with the bundles.
All right, so, sick, man.
Go, go buy my merch. Get a bundle. 4-5, baby.
All right, sick, man. So we're going to have links for all that shit. I also want to shout out everybody who checked out the episode with Lou from Sick of It All. We got a lot of positive feedback. Thank you, everybody who has been subscribing to the show, rating us on Apple Podcasts, all that shit, man. We feel the love. Yeah. We got a good show for you guys tonight. I'm going to get our guest on right now, so give me a second.
Sure.
I have known this guest for a few years, and I'm so excited to have watched his career grow and to finally see people recognize what an awesome musician and artist that this dude is. So I want to welcome a good friend of mine, Jay Pitagene from Mind Force.
What up, guys? What up, Jay? What up, Danny?
Yo, Jay, thanks for joining us, man. So, Jay, for the people that don't know you, obviously, like... I always feel like everybody's familiar with Mind Force, but there's a lot of people who might not know. Give a quick elevator pitch on the band and, how it started and what's
and
it all about.
And where you're from and stuff.
Okay, yeah. So we're from all over the Hudson Valley, upstate New York. And, we grew up taking the train down to the city and seeing shows and shit. And, it's crazy. We actually started the band in our mid-30s. And, we just wanted to do some shit we grew up loving, like crossover shit, very thrash influenced, death metal influenced, but also specific to regional, like New York hardcore crossover shit,
Very, very leeway influenced.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That's our main influence. We love them.
It's cool. When I heard it, it's cool to hear stuff like that. I hear you guys. I hear a little bit like Exodus in there too. Also,
yeah, totally. So
it's like it's cool, man. It's good. The guitars are dope. You know?
Yo, Mike is crazy. That and the Exodus, the thrash shit is all Mike. It's all Mike. He's heavy into that. Heavy.
Yeah, Mike is such a shredder, man. So, like I said, I've been following. I known Jay from before. So a couple bands back. I actually, Jay had actually come, he had come by the Stillborn office a bunch of times too while you were there. So like, he had been through there and stuff. So, I've been really excited to see people, find out about Mind Forces, dude, especially now. It just seems like, you know, really shit's popping. Jay, you guys just released a new split with Dead Heat. Tell us a little bit about that release.
Yeah. Well, we actually recorded that in like 2018.
Oh shit.
2018. A while ago, and it came out on like a limited run, and nothing really went with it. It kind of like, I mean, we did a little with it, but it didn't really get noticed. It kind of went to the wayside. And, you know, a little after that, we got signed to Triple B and we put out a few records.
Shout out Sam.
Yeah, and Sam was just like, shout out Sam. And Sam was just like, hey, you want to do that Dead Heat split? It never really got what it deserved. So, I mean, we were like, yeah, whatever you want to do, Sam, you know? So, he did it, and it, you know, it looks great. It's, you know, it, he redid the art. He did a bunch of different colors vinyl, and I think it's almost sold out. But I got to be honest, I'm not sure exactly.
Yeah, we got copies for our shop, man. Yeah, kids have really been feeling it, man. So, Jay, talk a little bit about the record that, you know, obviously like the first one I talked to E about, and kind of the one that everybody knows about, dude, Excalibur, man. Like, that was really the record that sort of put the band on. So, E, go ahead.
That's the one you were really pushing out. You're like, yeah, hear this shit. It was dope.
Yeah,
that's cool to hear you say that, because, like I was telling you before the show, you're a huge influence on Mind Force and everything I do musically over the years.
Thank you, brother.
So much respect and praises. But,
But, yeah, so, like, coming into that record.
We recorded, I think we started recording that in 2018. I have fucked up my back at a show real bad. Like real, real bad. I don't know if you guys ever dealt with like sciatica pain and that shit.
Oh, God. Fuck.
Yo, that shit's crazy.
The nerves just go down to your foot, right?
Yeah. I mean, one day it wasn't so bad. And then like a couple days later, you can't walk. You know what I mean? And so I was dealing with that shit. And, most of the songs are about my recovery process during that time. Excalibur is, yeah, it's kind of like just, you know, it sounds crazy and weird, but just like envisioning, you know, your motivation and drive to get back on your feet as a fucking sword, you know, you could cut through, get everybody with or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's crazy shit. Yeah, yeah. So we recorded that, and then, you know, Jay Danny, right after we recorded it, I think we played maybe two shows, and our guitar player, Mike, fucking driving home from work, head-on collision. He almost died.
Yeah, horrible, man.
Crazy.
What happened to him?
I mean, they kind of, like, rebuilt his foot, his leg. He kind of learned to walk again. It took a long time. It took, like, 6 months before we played a show, but we really couldn't, like, play out for the album, you know, because Mike was so hurt. But, you know, the hardcore scene banded together, especially around here. They did a big GoFundMe and whatnot, and they got him, you know, he's back in his feet. He's doing good. He's, you know, he's like got like, I mean, he's like RoboCop, his leg. He's got like metal in there and shit. Yeah, he's like, you know, yeah, he's like, you know, he's
Boston?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's, you know, he's like Cyborg.
Yeah.
But he's killing. He's back on his feet. We started playing shows again.
When you guys travel now, do the other guys in the band like sit away from you guys?
They should. Yeah, they should. Yeah.
Oh shit. Yeah.
But and we traveled around. We played some shows, and it's been a dream, man. You know, we'd be doing this whether anybody cared or not. So. The fact that we're older and people care you pinch yourself. It's crazy, man.
Well, I think that's what's cool, dude, as like as a friend and a fan to see, man, like, you know, we always talk about like when, you know, we at Stillborn doing Joss's label, you know, I had wanted to work with Jay. He was in a different band. So it was like him and all his group of friends were always so talented, you know, and it was like, it was cool to finally see, you know, because Living Laser, the band previously from Mindforce, isn't super far away from that.
No, but it's even some of the same members.
Some of the same members. Yeah, so it was cool to see, like, when Mindforce came out, kind of seemed like, oh shit, all right, everything locked in. It was like the right label.
It did.
You know, like, you know, shout out again to Triple B for really, like, you know, putting that together and building a, you know, kind of like an audience for that. So it was cool. Jay, one of the other interesting things that I think that you did, I think it came out right at the start of the pandemic with one of our friends, with Aaron from Death Threat, is a hip-hop based project called Pillars of Ivory.
Tell us
a little bit about that, because to me, I know, obviously, I know that you and Aaron are very close, but how'd the idea for that come together? I mean, I know you're a huge hip-hop fan for sure.
Big time.
But talk a little bit about that, man.
And Aaron too. Me and Aaron, I love hip hop just as much as I love hardcore so much. I mean, I just, it's my first love. I love it. And when Aaron moved, Aaron was living on the West Coast, I believe in California. And when he moved back home, he moved not too far away from the Hudson. He moved not too far away from the forest of the Hudson Valley. And we started hanging out. You know, he makes great pizza.
Yeah.
I make pizza, not as good as him, but he's like a pizza Jedi. So he was showing me stuff. And we hang out smoking mad weed and shit. And we just came up with the idea for Pillars of Ivory. We wanted to do like a hip hop hardcore project, but we wanted to do it a little different than it's been done in the past with like the hip hop side heavier than the hardcore side. You know what I mean? And where, like, only hardcore songs pop up. And we came up with these crazy ideas to put it on one track and all this weird shit, sing about weird shit. And, went to the Wayside for a while. We did some more Mindforce shit. Mindforce recorded Swinging Swords. And we hooked up with Jack from Age of Apocalypse. If nobody knows that band, please check them out. They're dope. They're, like, on some, like, serious heavy metal shit. And it's been great. It's we did it, we recorded it, and we put out two demos, and we just put out a full length on Triple B. It's been dope.
All right, cool.
It's a really creative project. I got to get E to listen to a little bit more of that, because actually we got to get E on one of those feature next time, man.
You say the word, Danny.
How about we put something out on Jay's label?
I would
Jay's
do that in
labels.
A second.
You say the word.
Like 4-song EP. We just do something, some crazy shit. I'm down.
Make some beats. We'll sample some crazy shit.
Yeah, man. I would love to see Danny do something like that. So, Jay, when prior to the pandemic, did you did Mindforce? I know obviously you guys don't tour full time or anything, but you were supposed to go to Italy and stuff, right? There was some plans to do some traveling.
Yeah, man, that breaks my heart, man. I would have loved to get to Italy. We were going a place not too far away from my family's from in northern Italy, and I haven't been around the world, guys. You know, I haven't even traveled out of the country. You know, so
real?
No, man, I really have. I there was one time when I was in a band in high school, we tried to play Canada. Our roadie had a record. They wouldn't let us in.
They're
fucked up there, you know. And depending on what it seemed to me like, depending on what you were in trouble for, they treat you a little worse or not worse, you know?
Yeah, sometimes they make you, they'll let you in, but they'll fine you. Like a person could go in there for like a stabbing, but if you have a DUI, you don't go in. It's fucked up.
That's kind of
weird. They do, but it works both ways. I heard they're weird dicks to them too on the board. So
okay.
That's why they do that. No,
that's usually as it works, right? Depends which side of the fence you're on. But I've never been out of the country, so I was really excited. And to be honest with you, because I haven't done a lot of traveling, it does give me a little anxiety on the plane, you know, when you're in the plane. But I got so excited. I was going to do it. And the pandemic has, you know, really made me realize what a blessing the band is to travel. Yeah. And once things really start to open up, I'm everywhere, Jay, yeah. Danny. I'm everywhere.
Yeah, just,
I'm going to go to Japan, wherever they want to see my dumb ass, I'll go.
Yeah.
Go. Yeah, take advantage of that, because it's like right now, I have a little situation with my passport. So I can't hold my passport. Pretty soon, next year I'll be allowed to go, so I'm happy. But the thing is that I travel all the time. I'm going to they booked me for a gig DJing in Dallas, Texas. I was like, babe, you been to Dallas, Texas? She goes, no. I go, we're going to Dallas then. So
that's what I'm talking about, Danny. That's really. You know, the older I get, the more I realize that's what it's all about. Using this to show the people you love the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I never did that before.
I never did. My thing was, Starhead, a girl wasn't allowed in the van only if she was, you know what I mean? So there'd be no bitches. I'm sorry, guys, the world. I can't say that. No bitches in the van only if you know. But now, I go with my girl everywhere. I bring my girl everywhere. And so I go all these countries, all over the world. And then I'd be like, I stayed there for 3 days extra, or like Paris, France. It was her birthday. I took her to Paris, and I'm treated like a king out there wherever I go. So
yeah, man.
It's
that's
cool.
Beautiful. You know? That's beautiful.
And
man.
I come back home, and then she's like, "Shut the fuck up."
I know that one.
Yeah.
But when we went out, our first show back from when Mike got hurt.
Yeah.
We played Sound and Fury in California, and I brought my wife and daughter. And yo, guys, it was so wild.
Yo, the
and
videos,
surreal.
Yeah, the videos for that were fucking insane.
Yeah, and
dude.
Then to look over on the side of the stage, my daughter's there. Yeah. Wow, this guy's a
That's
big
crazy.
Shot here. Or you know, I couldn't believe it, man. It just really touched my heart, man. So
yeah, and
really
cool. And I think too, man, that goes back to like what I was saying, man. As a friend and a fan, dude, to see people recognize like. Dude,
yeah.
not just you, but how much talent in the Hudson Valley there has always been, dude. Like, shout out to Dissolve and, you know, Trip Machine and all these people, dude, who've been
about
War, Mike Score, all these dudes,
man.
Who've been doing this thing for a long time. And I think that's... It's super, super fucking cool, man. So, that's been sick. So, Jay, what else are you guys working on? Is there new music coming from Mind Force? Or what's, like, the next thing? Are you going to do some more... it seems like you got... Because you also got... I got to shout out my boy Tom Sheehan, man. I cannot forget that you and him just released Colossus, dude. One of my favorite.
I play drums in Colossus.
Yeah, man.
I love that.
One of a favorite. And you know what's cool, dude, is like I had been encouraging Tom to just do new music for a long time, man. I'm a huge fan of his vocals. So
he's a cool guy,
Yeah,
too.
He's cool, dude. We had him on our show. And shout out Axe the Grind. And like, I'm so happy that you got him to do new music, dude, because
yo,
it's like...
Yo, you guys should go on Axe the Grind. Speaking of Axe the Grind.
I've been on, but the day...
You should go on there.
Yo, I went on, and the day that we were supposed to go, Danny ate a bunch of acid and didn't show up.
Acid?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So the episode is...
I couldn't leave the house by my poor girl.
He was bugging out, dude.
I understand. I understand completely.
Yo, my bad.
Hey, if you're gonna miss anything, that's the way.
Yeah, and you know what was?
I think that's a pretty nice miss.
And dude, luckily, all those guys know Ezak, so it was totally on brand that he didn't. So I was like, it made for a great episode.
It's almost better. Yeah, that's great, man.
So Jay, one of the things I like to ask our guests too, especially just because of that, is like, what are you like? You're obviously a fan of Ez, like. What are some of the first memories of seeing like Scarhead and Crown of Thorns and shit? Are just like
some of my earliest memories. That's why I think Crown of Thorns was such a big influence, is because it was one of the first 8 hardcore bands I ever heard. I grew up in a fucking hick ass small ass town on Route 22 called Dover Plains. You know, we were probably,
what's the closest big city by you? I went to big
area. Oh, Poughkeepsie, Newburgh.
Oh, my God. With the homeboys.
Juan.
Shadows Falls, old band. Overcast?
Yeah, they're sort of by here. They're like by Western Mass, right on the line.
Crown of Thorns was big. They were playing a lot.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my earliest memories, is seeing Crown of Thorns at The Chance in Poughkeepsie. And maybe,
What's his name? From
Juan?
Frank? Frank!
Yeah. The big dude. Yeah. Right? He was, yeah, he was all jacked. But I saw you guys, it was either 97 or 98. I think I want to say I saw you with this band Turmoil.
Oh, yeah, I remember Turmoil.
It was fucking crazy. Turmoil was fucking, they were the first dudes to dress all in black. They like, you know what I'm talking about?
Okay, yeah, yeah, like, on that metal stuff, shit. So, yeah, Turmoil. Emotional metal.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're a dope band. They're a dope band.
Heavy metal guitars were fucking crazy.
Sick. Some weird time signatures. So, yeah. You know, I was always into everything. Even then, and I was excited to see Crown of Thorns because I have been listening to you guys for so long. And then, you know, when you were out in the middle of fucking nowhere where we live, you had to wait to see a band, you know. So I was excited, and, you know, we all went off. And also Scarhead. So I love Scarhead.
Yeah,
and
Scarhead is a lot of fun.
Scarhead is a big influence on one of my other side projects called Out for Justice. Shout out Out for Justice. And we wanted to cover, if shows come back, we want to cover a Scarhead song.
Please do.
But we argue about which one, so I don't know.
You'll have to get Danny probably on an Out for, we'll have to tell Lumpy, just get him on an Out for Justice track or something too.
I mean, Lumpy would be definitely down. Yeah, but,
I'm down.
Yo, but there's actually, like, I remember I had gone to see Scarhead, I had gone to see Crown of Thorns, and you know, I love the Scarhead 7-inch. I love all the Crown of Thorns shit. And you guys got signed to Victory. And I was like, oh shit, I gotta go pick this up. So I went to you remember the Wall that Wall CD store? They didn't have them in a lot of places.
Oh my God, yes. Yeah, I don't know.
They haven't been around in forever, but I went there and I was a little fucking kid.
We were in the used bin for $5.
No. It had just come out. And the Victory shit you could get in some, like, bigger stores. You know, the Victory shit at that time was popping.
Yeah.
So I got it, right? And I open it, and I'm fucking so pumped. And I open it up, and I look at one of the pictures, and I fucking see myself. I'm in one of the
pictures. Oh, I got to find that and put it over this. Album.
Doing a stage dive right next to Danny.
Yo, that's awesome.
I got like, yeah. So
I was like, the world to someone, you know
what I mean? Dude, as a fucking kid,
means the world.
I ran down to the kitchen. I got on the phone with the cord. I think, ding, ding. I call everybody. I'm in the fucking Scarhead scene, bitch. I was so pumped. So that's, you know. That's pretty cool. I'll see if I can find it and I'll send it to you, Jay.
Yeah, please, man. We'll edit it in.
I would love to.
Yo, I mean, I made it. You can tell me shit. I'm stage diving in the big, so that's one of my earliest Crown of Thorns Scarhead memories, man.
That's cool.
And that music means so much to me. I mean, Crown of Thorns, with my latest project, Pillars of Ivory, even Crown of Thorns is a big influence on that. So
thank you. It means a lot.
Yeah, we're gonna have Aaron on soon, man. We've been dying to have Aaron on.
Gotta have Aaron on.
We're gonna have him on.
He's a good guy. I can't wait to fuck with him.
Yeah.
Love Aaron, man. So Jay, what's next for Mind Force, dude? Now that things are coming up, you were saying, so hopefully, man, there'll be tons of show opportunities, because I think obviously, dude, the world should see Mind Force for sure, man. And dude, like you said, getting to Japan, Australia, Italy, all those cool spots would be so sick.
Everybody tells me that all you're doing is riding in a van for 10 hours between the shows. I don't need that on my back, but the other places, yeah. But, Jay, I'll be honest, writing and recording Excalibur was, you know, it was fun, but it was also such a pain in the ass. That I didn't ever want to write a full length again, but right now we're writing a second follow up to Excalibur.
Sick.
I mean, it's the first time really saying it, but I mean, Mike's got these crazy riffs. It must be after he got, you know how a superhero they get into a bad accident, it gives him the powers.
It was like the riff.
It's a titanium leg.
Yeah.
Titanium leg.
He gave me his powers, and he's just, he writes even sicker riffs. So I said, we got to do another one.
Yo, Jay, yeah. You know, speaking of just writing the riffs, do you, because I don't know if you had mentioned it before that you play drums, and for those who don't know, you're a fucking amazing drummer. Do you write the drums on the Mind Force stuff with, or?
We come up with a lot of the drum parts all together, even Mike. You know, sometimes when he has a riff, he'll come and be like, yo, I have this drum part in my head, and he'll explain it. And then other times we kind of all come up with it together. And then sometimes, you know, I do have, you know, sometimes, you know, I think a lot more people do this than they admit, but I write a lot of this shit with my mouth, just like, yeah, Mike, go, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I know I sound silly. Some of the most popular songs got written that way, Jay.
Yeah.
It's silly, but...
Baby Scarhead.
you know, but you need a sick guitar player. Like, Mike is so sick, he can understand the gibberish and play a riff, you know? So, we're lucky to have...
and then how much of that... And again, for those who haven't heard the records, I definitely encourage people to listen to it, because the production on those is... fucking sick, like
dope.
Yeah, who does shout out the engineer and the producer on those, because those records sound so.
Where did you record the Excalibur one?
Two dudes. We record it with Will from Restraining Order. I don't know if you guys know that band.
Wow, they're Restraining Order. I love. I know Keith.
Yeah. Will dudes. He has a studio in Western Mass, Gate 4 Studios. We track there, and then lately we've been tracking there, and Arthur Rizik's been mixing and mastering it, and he's fucking ill, man. I mean, we knew about him from the Power Trip stuff and countless other metal shit, man. The War Hungry shit. I mean, he kills it behind the boards.
Yeah, because those, again, man, I encourage those, anyone who has not heard the, especially if you're a guitar guy, like fucking Mike's tone and shit on those is just like, right, E? Like, especially on, like, Excalibur.
I told you, it's like certain bands, and when I hear the way, it's cool, because when you hear when your vocals also is cool, because the way you go at things. It's very, very any leeway, but in the way you, how you encounter, like writing the riffs. It's like, it's dope.
Thank you, man.
You go in and out. You know, like,
I know. Thank you. That means a lot. And shout out Eddie Leeway. I know he's fighting a battle right now.
Yeah.
Shout out Leeway.
When shit gets back to normal, man, we got to see a Crown of Thorns or a Scarhead Mind Force show.
Anytime.
The next Diablo Fest, I
want to
get Mind Force.
Oh, hell
yeah. Danny, say the word, we'll be there, man.
Okay, you guys definitely get you guys on that.
Hell yeah, man. So
I wanted to go. Yo, I don't remember. One time, didn't you guys have MOP?
That was a couple years ago, yeah.
Yes. That's fucking sick, dude. I remember I wanted... Why couldn't I go? I don't remember why I didn't end up at that. But me and my wife... MOP's my wife's shit. We want that. What was that like there? How'd that go over?
You know, it's so crazy because the whole weekend's all fucking crazy. But it was cool. It was cool. I'm friends with Fame. So
Cool. That's just crazy.
It's just cool to see, like, they did the thing. I love MOP. Like, especially being hardcore kids, like, you all madly love MOP, Onyx, you know, the hard shit. You mean, like, you mean
that delivery? Yeah.
Plus, Onyx has a thing with the hardcore scene that I was in the videos, and, you know, Biohazard has the songs with them, so it's cool. You know, the Queens, you know, so it's cool to see MOP guys are from Brooklyn, and Fame is mad cool. But, I went to Aaron's house. And I hear Danny. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Mean? It's Fame. In the middle of the street. I'm like, I'm over here. He lives right down the block from Aaron. I walked down the block. I bump into Nems. Nems homeboy lives across the street. I was like, yo, what the fuck's going on over here? it was funny. But it's cool. When you bump into people and, you know, and realize these people, like, all three of us bump into each other. We're all like, you know, we look like fucking bums on the street. And people love our music. You know what I mean? Someone would talk us talk. They'd be like, what the fuck?
I'd like to hear a record with you three. Three legends.
Oh, that would be sick.
I'd like to hear that record.
No, those guys are fucking amazing. You know,
I'd like to hear.
Fame is fucking, has his own style and hard, and Nems is fucking ridiculous. You know what I mean? Like,
he's dope.
His shit is fucking one of the most realest motherfuckers out there. You know what I mean?
dope.
I'm glad both of them are doing their shit, and both of them are top of the game in music and in life. So God bless both of them.
Danny, I heard you say, were you in the Onyx Biohazard video?
Yeah. The slam
video. Oh, shit. What was that? What was that like? What was your memories of that?
It was like 90. It was 92, and we were on tour with Singapore Biohazard, and we were in Compton right after the riots.
Holy
fuck.
And it was us, Onyx, and we're the slam. We're the part was me, Minus. I don't know who else was there. Toby.
Yeah.
We were chilling, but driving by, they were like, you know, Bloods and you know, people were driving by, and then Alex guys, like, yeah, all I remember is like people a little on edge. You know, he's like,
yeah. One guy. I was like, all right, guys, have fun with the music show. I'm going. I'm out of here.
One guy was talking to us, and he was the guy who worked in the garage. He was like, you know, people when the riots broke out. People were raping people in the middle of the street. People were killing people.
That's fucked.
It was like, yeah. If you had a grudge against someone, you saw the guy, you shot the guy in the face. It was like shit like that.
Flawless.
A lot of shit we don't know about.
Yeah.
He was like, yo, it's crazy. You know, but I met the nicest people out there. And then I moved out to California like later on, you know, like 12 years later. You know what I mean? So,
yeah. Cool.
So many good people out there. I always say, like, it's, you know, going back out there, then your fans of people like Everlast, you know, our fans of Everlast, Danny Boy, Muggs, and became best friends with them, you know?
So, yeah, I mean, I got a
Joe's
soul.
He's got a soul.
Shout out to Muggs, my brother.
Yeah,
Muggs.
I mean, legends, man.
We had Muggs on a couple.
The music, it's all about music. That's all I'm trying to say. I met these dudes through music. That's what I'm saying.
That's incredible. That's incredible.
Well, and yo, that's incredible story. What's one of the coolest things about the hardcore and hip hop, man, is like how intertwined it is, like how crazy it is that like E was on like Onyx video that like, you know, Jay, you and I watched growing up, and now we're talking.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Show, you know
nuts.
What I mean? It's just like,
understand. People like you guys understand because you guys know who I am about, but like Europe and Japan, like at first they really don't understand that they think that like me and Freddie, we just know each other from music. No, we're friends before music. We're friends.
Yes.
And me and Hoy were friends. Then we got into music. We're street kids, man. We did like,
yes.
We're like, we all do this. We go to the shows, you mean? Like, how hard can it be? Roger does it, really. So we're like, we can do it.
That's wild, man.
Come on, I'll play bass, you mean? So that's how it was. But we're street, like when people say we're street kids. So when people say, like, people understand, like, this whole, it's like rap is such a, like, it's all fake. And most, like real person, they're real, but most of these rappers, all like image and like it's like you know songs like so like it's not like that all the time, but I'm who I am. But everyone knows there's a certain thing that can like flip any second. You mean so that's why they like, oh you know? But that's why I never play. Hey, what's up? What are you looking at? I'm like hey, I'm happy. But that's the problem with people. People think just because of they're hardcore guys, they're suckers, or they do punk rock. Yo, I'm telling you right now, you learn a lot. Be like when you go on the West Coast, all those fucking SAs still listen to rap. They listen to fucking Morrissey. You know what I mean?
So that's wild. Morrissey
went, and Morrissey was like, yo, fucking kill that motherfucker. He can have anyone killed. All these gang members that killed him. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, I can listen to these stories forever, man. That's wild.
Yo, that's wild.
It's fucked
you're just,
up.
You're just always yourself, man. And that's why you shine, you know?
But music is it's sometimes when people lives are gone and they affect the, all they have left in the world is the music. And sometimes I listen to the music, I'm like, oh man, like at least he left his mark, or she left his mark with the music. So it's so what I try to do is go in the studio and create as much as possible, because tomorrow's never, you know. Never promised. You sound like a fucking
hybrid song, yeah.
You're
right, man. You know.
But yo, record, because one day you're not gonna be here, but your music will.
Yeah.
That's wild. Yeah, that's a wild thought, and it's so real and true. Facts.
Even think about that, you know, like something like you were saying before, got luckily, you know, nothing happened to Mike and he was able to recover. But imagine, luckily,
God forbid,
you know, but like, at least he would have left behind some fucking riffs and shit, you know, whereas like fucking some people don't even get the chance to get content out or, you know, any output.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like,
how many
yeah.
people, you know, listen, how many guys we know, seriously, look,
yeah,
we know are the dopest guitar players in the world, but people, it thinks because they're good, they can't know. It's you have to be, have to get along with other people.
Yep.
You have to fucking, like married to five different people. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's so wise. Yeah, I really do.
The guys who are great guitarists and dicks, you know what they do for a living? They work at Sam Ash.
Yeah. No, I hate those music store motherfuckers.
Those
man.
Are the guys when I walk in, and they're like, oh, what do you need? Look at this. I'm like, yo, I'm going to Japan tomorrow. Give me the fucking stupid fucking, give me a fucking strings or shut the fuck up. I don't even know what my guitar is.
Yeah.
Give me the strings or shut the fuck up.
Yeah, give me the strings. I'm going to Japan for a riff I made with my mouth. Fuck you. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Fuck, man. Yeah. Man, I love that. So, well, yo, Jay, listen, wisdom, before we let you go, man, I want to thank you so much, dude, for sharing your time. Quick shout out where everybody can find out about the band and you on Instagram. Give the handles.
Social media.
I mean, go to Triple B Records, Instagram, websites, and you'll find.
I'll have everything up here.
I'm not good at that stuff.
I'll have all the links up here. Shout out Sam, Triple B, man. One of my favorite labels. And like I said, we always carry your guys' stuff. You know that at the shop, man. We got a lot of love
for you, dude.
I'm going to make sure that we plug the Pillars of Ivory full length because that's available for pre-order now. So
thank you.
Everybody,
thank
make sure you guys check out everything that Jay is doing. I want to thank him so much for sharing his time.
Much love and respect, guys. Danny, all the respect in the world. Jay, all the respect.
Yeah,
much love.
Out, thank brother. You so much.
Much love. All right, guys. Take care.
Bowie, Dylan, Marley. You've heard the names and maybe you've heard their songs, but what about the stories behind the records that made titans of music like these so universally loved and important? Join me, Josh Adam Myers, host of The 500, as each week I go through a different album from Rolling Stone Magazine's 500 Greatest Albums list from 2012 with an incredible lineup of comedians, actors, and musicians talking about how the music has impacted their lives. New episodes of The 500 come out every Wednesday. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.